This interview is taken for the Western Sydney Women's Oral History Project, From Farms to Freeways, Women's Memories of Western Sydney. This interview is taken with Mrs. Amelia Vincent of Blacktown, and the date is the 21st of February 1992.
Okay. My name is Amelia Vincent, Nee Tester, it used to be. I live at number 7, 3rd Avenue, Blacktown. I was born in Italy in 1914. My nationality, of course, is Italian. I've been naturalised, of course. Yes. And I married an Australian. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm married. I have 4 children.
Right.
Do you want to know the rest of the history?
Yeah.
4 great grandchildren and 9 grandchildren.
Right. First of all, I'll just ask you a couple of background questions. You came out here in 1922, is that right? Mm-hmm. And you migrated from Italy
1922.
Right. And you moved straight to Blacktown when you came out here?
No, we were in Sydney for about 12 months. Mm-hmm. And then my father came out here to Blacktown, and he was told that Blacktown, the land was very cheap, £89 for a block of land. Mm-hmm. So and also that how they sold that land was that Blacktown was going to be electrified. Well, that didn't happen for many years after, but that was what they were selling the land. And it was only, there was only one house in this street.
Was there?
Until he built, my father built the house where we lived in. Mm-hmm. And then another friend of his, which migrated out here too, so he built across the road from us. Mm-hmm. The house is still standing there now.
And he was Italian too, was he?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. They were friends actually. Oh. They came out together. And so that's how they built their homes. Mm-hmm. And
what sort of work did your father do?
A bricklayer. He was a bricklayer. Mm-hmm. And luckily, because there was plenty of work at that time. Mm-hmm. When they came here, they went to see Italian consul, I mean. Mm-hmm. And asked them, you know, could they tell them what was going on? They said, oh, don't go any further, go and go to Queensland, because they thought they might have to go to Queensland to get jobs. He said, oh, no, stay in Sydney because there's a lot of work. So that's when they remained. Mm-hmm. And the first house we lived in was in Crown Street in Sydney. And of course, well, when my father saw, you know, the locality, he said, oh, this is no place for my child to grow up in. So that's when he decided to come to Blacktown.
Mm. And did your mother work at all?
No, she worked in the vineyard, and mm-hmm. she grew her own vegetables, and she had some chooks. I mean, it was very, very primitive. We were very primitive because he built half the house, half at a time, on account of his money would stretch out. And she used to boil the clothes in a kerosene tin outside in the open, mm-hmm. with a stick, stir it around. But she didn't mind. She just said, well, it's better than where we come from.
Right, because that was just at the time of the outbreak of the First World War, when you were born.
Yes. Yeah. Well, my father was in the army for about 4 years. Mm. And so she took it in real good stride because she thought, well, it's better than where we are, where we were, you know.
That it wouldn't have been easy all the same.
No, it wasn't.
Did she speak English at all?
Nothing.
What about your father? Did he speak?
Well, he went to learn, like, he went and had a few lessons. There was a place where they could go and get lessons those days.
Yeah. What, locally or in the city?
No, in Sydney. Mm-hmm. In Sydney. And he picked it up quite well, but my mother couldn't. Oh, look, it was pathetic. I used to feel so sorry for her. Mm. She couldn't make a conversation all those years, you know. And
must have made her quite lonely.
And, of course, And of course, she was depending on me so much that, of course, I did all the messages and, you know, came to all the rescues, more or less. But it was very hard. And when I think back, the women that come here now, they have every opportunity. Well, the women those days they didn't want them to work, though. You know, there was no jobs for them.
No.
Even when I was married in 1935, we had to keep it a secret because you're not allowed to work.
Married women
weren't allowed to work. It was very hard. Well, then after 12 months, I said, "Well, I can't keep the secret any longer." So anyway, as it was, my husband was working, so I stayed home and reared children, which I had four.
So when you first came here, you were 10 years old.
Yes.
And when you moved out to Blacktown, what are your first memories of what the area was like then?
Ah, well, it was just like, there was just bush tracks to the railway, bush tracks everywhere. And a house here and there. There was, as I say, one in this street, and perhaps another one in Second Avenue, another one First Avenue. But this, and we had to cross creeks to get across, you know,
to the station.
Because we were close here, and next door to us, down the bottom of Third Avenue, was a great big dairy farm.
Oh, yeah.
There was cows running everywhere, which now is the RSL.
Oh.
They built the RSL, you know, back town. We've seen a lot of progress. There's no doubt about it, you know. And then, of course, when the electric trains did arrive, I just can't remember the dates.
I think it was about 1955.
Well, now from 1924 when we came here. There's supposed to be electric trains then, so we had to wait all those years
to call that time.
But still, not knowing the language, my parents didn't go anywhere. They said they didn't worry about. My father had to go by train to work at first, but then he got a job at Seven Hills Tile Works, which he used to ride his bike. So there's no need to go on the trains.
There was no other transport, I suppose, only the trains.
Just the trains, and a lot of families had horse and sulky.
Did they?
Well, that's how they travelled around.
Mm.
But we didn't have a horse and sulky, but there was no reason because I went to Blacktown School.
You walked to school, did you?
Walked to school, and my mother, of course, as I say, she didn't go anywhere at all.
Didn't she? She didn't do the shopping or anything?
No, we depended on the main street here, and I used to go with her to do the shopping. We used to carry it home, of course.
Mm-hmm. And you'd interpret for her?
Oh, in every way, yeah.
That must have been hard for you too.
Oh, and of course, when you're young and silly, you know, you think, oh, and of course, I didn't like talking in front of her in our language because all the children used to laugh at us, you know.
They weren't used to hearing foreigners.
Oh, no, they didn't like foreigners, not so ever.
Did you find that you weren't very well accepted? Or?
Well, even at school, the girls used to make fun at me. And, of course, they even attacked me one day, pulled me hair and all that, you know. Oh, look, you weren't wanted, and that was all there was to it. But as years went by, you know.
It improved gradually, but it took a long time.
We weren't wanted, definitely. Mm. It was proved that foreigners weren't wanted, you know.
And there was a lot of discrimination, wasn't there? Did your parents feel unhappy too because of that?
Of course, of course. But anyway, they try to make it the best way they can.
Mm.
And they had a few friends, which they used to meet, once every fortnight, and they used to go to each other's place, and that was the only relaxation they'd have. And they'd talk about old times. And
they were other Italian
Oh, yes,
families.
All Italians, yeah. And my father happened to be in the band where he came from, and another chap, his friend, he used to play some other instrument, so we used to have a little sing-song, and that was how our relaxation.
That was their entertainment, really.
And entertainment for me and my girlfriend, which was her father played the cornet, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
And that was their entertainment, you know.
And did you make friends with many Australian children in the area?
Not too many, until during the Depression. I was the only one that worked because my father was out of work at this stage, 1933.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he started to make the wine.
Oh, right.
When he got out of work, he thought, oh, well, I'll try and I'll make some and see how if I succeed. So he went into it. I just can't remember now how, but he got onto the customs department,
mm-hmm.
and they came out and saw what he had because he built a cellar underneath the house.
Oh yeah. Then he had his own vineyard too.
Yes, he had to have the vineyard there, otherwise they wouldn't have given it to him. And he started, as I say, he grew his grapes, and then he used to put them in Blacktown Show because he used to get first prize.
Oh.
There was no one around here, you see, with grapes. And then when he got his licence, but he could only sell 2 gallons per time, per customer,
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. Nothing in bottles.
No.
Anyhow, the customs used to come out and put the, what do they call them, spirits, fortified. They call it the fortified, to keep the grapes from going sour.
Oh.
So that made the sweet wine.
Mm-hmm.
So he graduated from that, and he had a few more brands, you know, as you call them. He had the red wine and the dry wine and the sweet wine.
Mm-hmm.
So and he did very well during the Second World War because people couldn't buy anything so all the soldiers, there used to be a camp in Blacktown Showground, used to be a soldiers' camp.
Oh, yeah.
So all the soldiers used to come and buy their wine,
mm.
you see. Well, of course, 6 bottles per gallon.
Oh, right.
It used to be.
Mm, 6 bottles per customer then.
And it'd be like 6 mm. bottles. I can't remember what he sold. I think it was 10 shillings a gallon.
Oh,
10 shillings a gallon, that's right, yeah, 10 shillings a gallon. But those days was a lot of money,
mm.
you know, and he was quite happy to carry on with this wine business.
He gave up the bricklaying,
and
he?
He had to, well, there was no work for that.
Mm.
And then eventually he, what happened after that? Oh, he worked at the tile works for a while. They wanted a maintenance man bricklaying. So he used to ride his bike to work. And in his spare time, he used to just do the wine, you know, and sell them at the night time,
right.
After 6 o'clock. And not after 6 o'clock. He had his hours.
Oh, I see.
From 9 till 6, but not later than that.
So it was
all rules,
then,
yeah, right? Rules and regulations, you know. He had to strictly to the rules, otherwise he would have lost
it.
His license, you know.
Mm.
Oh, and they used to come in, you know.
And
he'd get home about 4 o'clock in the afternoon because they'd do so many hours. And then he was, you know, he made his little shop affair downstairs and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And did you ever work in the shop or at a special hour?
I didn't come into it at all, you know. No, he did it all himself.
So when you were young and growing up there, what was your recreation? What did you do for holidays, for school
holidays?
No holidays.
No talk about holidays.
No.
In my spare time, I used to go down in the paddock where the cows were, and I used to collect cow manure to put in the on the garden. My mother had a vegetable garden. She had fruit trees. My young days wasn't very good at all.
You worked hard.
In fact, it was very sad.
Mm.
And I used to hear all the other girls, they did this and they did that, and I wasn't allowed. Wasn't even allowed to go out.
Weren't you?
No, he didn't seem to trust anybody.
Well, Italian,
you know?
Italian families are notorious for being strict with their daughters, aren't they?
And of course...
in those days, especially, I suppose.
And of course, no mention of boyfriends. I used to see my boyfriend... without him knowing.
Mm. That's your husband, is it?
I married him eventually. He had patience, 3 years. And we used to see each other was going up and down the train because I worked in Parramatta as a machinist.
Oh, yes.
and he worked at Seven Hills Tile Works, which is only a stone's throw from here.
Mm-hmm.
But we just used to see each other on the train. Oh, it was sad.
Did you go to high school?
No, we only went to what they called QC in Blacktown. QC, I don't know what. Sixth class. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
QC.
What happened then? I just had to leave work straight after
yeah,
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was 14 when I left.
Mm.
So you know, as I say, it wasn't very, very happy memories.
No.
I haven't got very many happy memories
of your childhood.
Only when I got married, and then that's when what a relief! I'd be able to do what I like.
Yeah.
And my husband was very good, you know. But let me tell you, when my father knew I was going to marry an Australian, he didn't forgive me for 7 years.
Really?
He did not forgive me.
So that wasn't easy either for you, was it?
Because I chose to marry the person that I wanted. He had one already picked out for me, of course, like they always
Italian,
do.
Yeah, I suppose.
But I said, look, I said, I just don't like him. And I said, he would not forgive me.
Mm. And were you you were Catholic, I suppose,
yes,
were you?
Yes,
and was
yes.
your husband Catholic?
Yes.
Or at least that was one good thing,
yes,
I suppose,
yes,
for your father's point of view.
Yeah.
And was your mother happy about it?
She was very happy. She used to say, look, you're marrying him, you're going to live with him, and I'm not going to... But although though she couldn't communicate with him very much, but he had such a nice manner with her. He just used to put his arm around her and, you know, try to sort of console her, because he knew that she had no cooperation with my father.
Mm.
And if I happened to go to the house when he was home, he'd walk out the back.
Really?
Mm. It was terrible.
So what year would you have been married?
1935.
Right. And did you build your own house then? Or?
No, we rented a little house in the same street. As a matter of fact, my father built that. And he used to do all the business with my husband, nothing to do with me. So we eventually, I said to him, look, we may as well buy it. I said, I'm so independent. Why pay him rent? It was 10 shillings a week, by the way, rent. I said, we may as well save up and we'll buy it on our own. So we saved about £50 and we bought our first house.
How much did it cost you? £50 deposit, was it?
Deposit. And I paid my father £2 a week off the house.
Mm-hmm.
We bought it for £400.
Mm.
So
it took you a while to pay
it took,
off.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, we had the children, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So the house got a bit too small, so we sold that one. We made a profit on it.
Mm-hmm.
And with that money, we bought this one. This one was £1,200.
And what did you buy this house?
40 years ago.
40 years ago.
My son's 40, so he was just...
About 1952.
So we've been here 40 years.
Mm. Mm. And so when you built... Did you build this house? Or
no,
was
no,
it was
already
built. Here.
As I say, this house was built in 1922, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And so there was this house and our own place down there,
I see.
And that's about the only ones that I can remember. Oh, and the one opposite, after the other Italian man built his place.
So there were only the three houses in
that's
the street
right.
when you first came.
Yeah. And we didn't get electricity for many, many years, like, you know, when we first came.
And the house that your father built to live in, that's the one in the photograph here, what was that made of? A stone?
Bricks and a lot of it was plastered over.
It's very ornate, isn't it?
And
very Italian.
It was solid brick, it was. Mm. Solid, and nearly broke my heart the other week when they pulled it down.
Recently.
They had a lot of trouble trying to get it down because it was all concrete.
It's
and, of course,
so
the cellar was down deep. I thought, oh, gee, sentimental reason. What can you do? All this in front of here was all knocked down, you know. They didn't care. And most of the bricks up here, they were all falling out too. They didn't, nothing, no one cared, you know. Oh.
And what are they going to build there now?
Now, the council bought it off the last owner, and the council had it demolished. So I think they've got something in view. And they've also bought the house next to it. See, they buy these properties cheap. And then they know what they're going to do with
There'll
them.
There'll be some council.
And then if, see, something there like this man, he was desperate. He couldn't get the people out, couldn't get rent for them. So he decided to offer the council the sale of the house.
No.
And so now I think eventually they'll build villas or
retirement like that, villages or
something like that, you know. Mm.
Mm. And so when you moved here to this house, what sort of house is this?
This is Weatherboard.
Weatherboard house.
Mm.
And has it got a lot of land around it? It looks
yes,
fairly big.
Yes, it's 60 by 180.
Oh, it's a big block.
Mm. Mm.
And so your father's house would have been on even more land, I suppose.
Yes, his was 72 by 180.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, he had the block at the back. We had to sell all that because we couldn't look after it.
That was the vineyards. Mm-hmm.
We couldn't look after it, you know.
And so when you moved here with your husband, did you grow vegetables here too?
Oh, yes, he had vegetables, yeah.
And did you cook
garden? We had to, you see, because having a family and, it saved a lot, you know.
Mm.
We had chooks and one thing and another.
Did you?
Know? Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
So you had your own eggs and your own
yes,
and vegetables.
Yes, and of course you had to do it because all the peelings, we used to gather the chickens and all that, you know, so mm-hmm. we had to make do that way.
Right. And how
made
many,
our
you
own
had four children, did
four
you say?
Yeah, three boys and a girl.
Were they sort of all close together? Or?
The girl was 3 years and then I had the other one. 5 years between that one and 6 years between the other one.
Did you plan that to have them nicely spaced?
No, just took pot luck, actually.
Yeah.
Not like these days.
Well, you didn't have much choice in those days.
No,
did you?
No choice, mm-hmm. and you couldn't go and you had to have four children before you even thought of a hysterectomy or anything like that. They mm-hmm. wouldn't do it. Just wouldn't mm-hmm. do it.
And was that the way people sort of?
Well, they just had children.
They had hysterectomies
to
stop
you
having
know,
children, did they?
Well, according to how the stories go, they can tie their shoes. Well, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't even hear of it.
Mm.
And
and economically, it must have been pretty hard with four children.
Oh, well, I mean, you try to give them an education. Well, as time went on, they went to high school.
Mm.
They did very well. As far as children is concerned, and of course, we had one. Yeah, we had a private hospital. That's right. That many years after.
Were your children all born
in
a local hospital?
Yes, one was born at home
mm-hmm.
in my own. The other, not this one, the other place.
Yeah.
The other two was born in Blacktown Hospital, and the other one was at St Margaret's.
Right, in the city.
We had to go all the way to the city because we had no hospital here.
Ah.
The private hospital eventually, you know.
When you said Blacktown Hospital, it was a private hospital.
Right. No, the
yeah.
nearest hospital was Parramatta.
It's a long way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that was and the sister that had private hospital, was of course she got old, you know, and she had to get rid of the hospital.
Mm.
And, well, the nearest one was Parramatta. And if you had to go there, well, you had to go by train, of course. But luckily, the last one was at St Margaret's because there's no maternity in Parramatta either.
Oh.
So I don't know how they were. I suppose the women had them at home like I did, you know.
Yes, mm. Well, you had a midwife come.
You had a sister come in, you know.
Mm. Mm. And what about ordinary medical services, if there was an emergency
Nothing.
Or something, what did you do?
Well, there was one doctor, he was a family doctor,
mm-hmm.
and to get him, we didn't have the phone, of course. I used to have to go over to his place and tell him, particularly when my mother was having my brother,
mm-hmm.
I had to go over and tell him that she had a show and that she was expecting the baby and so on. And so he came out, he had a little bit of a bomb car, he was able to get around in that. And then to get the sister, I had to go to her
Was
her
it far
house.
To the doctor and the sister?
Well, the doctor lived practically near this near the hotel here. He just lived around the doctor. Oh, yeah. What was his name? Dunellan, Dr. Dunellan. And she lived right on top of the hill here in Blacktown. Mm. So we just had to walk.
Mm.
My father was the only one that had the bike. I mean, if I'd have been able to ride the bike, I probably would have gone on the bike, but I walked everywhere.
You didn't learn to ride the bike?
No, he wouldn't let me have it.
Wouldn't he? Mm. So you must have done a lot of walking.
Oh, yes. Mm. We had to walk everywhere, you know. There used to be a lot of orchards around here.
Were there?
And we used to... Well, Layla Park was all orchards. What they call Layla Park.
Citrus, fruit.
Citrus, oranges. Mm-hmm. And because we used to go there to get all our fruit, you know, buy our fruit by the bucket, you know. And we used to have to carry it home, of course.
And but when your mother did shopping, did she get deliveries?
No.
You had to carry it all
on your own, yeah. Mm-hmm. She used to make little crocheted bags, you know, crochet them with string.
String bags,
and that's how we used to get the groceries home.
What about when you had your family? Did you have to do the same
thing? Because we have a pram. I used to take the pram and put in the pram and bring it home that way. We had no car till... Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, 1931. Oh, our first car. Now, what happened? Oh, we bought a block of land for £50 after we were paying our house off, and we sold it for the £100. So that was our first car.
Oh.
And we thought we were rich.
What sort of car was it?
It was a rugby, one of those open ones.
Yes.
Used to flap like this. Oh, gosh. And we thought we were rich. We really thought we were just made. You know.
Make a big difference to you having a car, wouldn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. Well, we used to pile them all in, sort of thing, you know.
So you'd do your shopping by car too then?
Well, then we were able to do our shopping. Mm. And then eventually, when my last one was born, I was 38 when he was born. I was pregnant to have him. Anyway, I thought, if I don't get my licence now, I'll never get it. So I got my licence, and I've had it ever since. Luckily, I can still drive, but only around here, I don't go any further.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, you know, years ago.
Too much traffic.
Oh, no, too much now. I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't...
And what are the transport services like here now? Have they improved very much? Since those old days, like the bus services? And
100%. Yeah. Well, we've even got a free bus from Blacktown Station now to the Parkley Markets.
Oh.
We had nothing like that.
Mm. So nothing, it's a lot easier now for people.
Oh, my word. Oh, they've got it made.
Mm.
And I get really upset when people are grizzling, you know. They're never satisfied. If they only knew, you know,
how hard it was.
You know, they'd be thankful what they've got.
Yes.
You know.
What about the churches in the area when you...
We had a church, we had a Catholic church here, yes.
And did your parents go to church regularly?
No, not very much.
No, because of the language, I suppose.
Yeah, and then, of course, is that little light anything to do with anything?
Yes, it is.